The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
It's time for your weekly Road Crew Tip, brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Ken Barr Films.
That's right. It is time for your weekly road tip right here on Radio Memphis and Memphis Metal Mondays, all part of the Radio Road Crew series brought to you by Ken Barr Films. And this is that part. This is that time of the week. This is that new stuff that we started last week for you guys, where we get some of the people that we've been able to talk to since we started doing our interviews and started doing some of the crazy cool stuff that we've been doing here on Radio Memphis to call back in, spend some time for a few minutes with us, and actually give you a tip, you know, for something that whether or not you might be in the recording studio, whether or not you might be out on the road, or even if you're doing something on stage, and things that you may need to pay attention to, or things that you know you can apply to your everyday world as far as, you know, artists, musicians, and entertainers. And tonight is actually a very cool special one, because not only do we get to do the tip, we get to do the tip with Mr. Ken Barr himself. How are you doing, honey?
I'm awesome, Dee. How are you?
I am fantastic, man. I've been having so much fun with this stuff. I've been having a blast.
It's really starting to blow up. It's really good to see in a short time, too.
I know. Everybody has been really, everybody's been so awesome. Everybody has really embraced it. And what's really cool is that all these crazy cool stories are coming out. All these connections are coming out. Everybody's getting reconnected over this. And, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And everybody that's, you know, that's getting tuned in, artists, musicians especially, you know, they're getting to see a side, and they're getting some confirmation on a couple of things, and of course they're actually getting some insight, and that's what this is all for.
Oh, absolutely. And like I said, you know, it's growing, and I just see nothing but more people getting involved. And you know me with the whole book thing, I'd love to see more guys doing a book, just getting it out there. And I think this is going to encourage that, inspire that, and you know, let people know it can be done. This is not hard. An old friend of mine said something, and I use this expression. He said, there ain't nothing to it but to do it.
You're right. And you know what's so funny is I go back to, and actually, you know, I have to correct you because you said too much. It's only been 6 weeks since you and I sat down and go, hey, let's do this. And I adored everybody, you know, that started coming into the gate, you know, and having some fun with this. And in the process of all of this, we've been getting some really cool responses, and we've got some really cool people that are lined up for some interviews and stuff. And since we started this tip thing, is just one more anchor, you know, to put into the series, and hopefully it'll be something that everybody can take with them and use. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Is that my cue for me to start?
You are killing me. You do this to me every time. Okay, Kenny, I tell you what. You know how this works, all right? Every week we're going to give a tip out, and I leave it up to you guys to decide what that tip is going to be and what you feel like that somebody really just is a burning sensation. You've got to let them know, you know, that they need to understand. And what is going to be tip number two? Tip number two.
Well, this goes more to my beginnings, you know, club gigs and all that, trying to break in. And this is kind of how I worked, how I lived. And I think that's... since this is kind of the beginning of the road tips, you know, doing something from my beginnings is kind of apropos.
Sure.
I always used to say to myself, doesn't matter what the gig is, treat it like it's Madison Square Garden.
Absolutely.
You know, it can be the most horrible load-in. It can be the power's not good. It can be a million things working against you, and you want to phone it in. You don't want to bring in all four speaker cabins. You don't want to... you know what, full on, full bar, all guns blazing, no matter how horrible it is, no matter what you're being paid, you know, no, I mean, back when I was gigging, you know, $50 was what you got for a night's work.
Right.
And you didn't say, oh, it's only $50, I'm not, it didn't matter if the door was short and the band couldn't pay Madison Square Garden. The best at what you can do, and going to that were, you know, one of the things I was known, the reputation was in a business where it was standard for everybody to stagger in at odd times and no one was on time. I was always early. I was always at the load-in door a half hour before the bar owner was there to let me in.
Right.
That was the foot in the door. You know, people saw value in that.
Mm-hmm.
So then guitar players started teaching me how to take guitars apart. You know, drummers taught me how to tune drums. You know, I could do a little of this, a little of that. And I learned the skills there that served me on the road in arenas, all because I had a reputation for being reliable, period.
There it is.
So, you know, your name is everything, and I've told a lot of young guys trying to break in, you're not going to get a gig with a resume, you know.
No.
You're going to get a gig by your reputation, by not only, you know, you're a great sound engineer, but you're not a difficult person to live with.
That's,
you know,
it.
I can't stress that enough. You know, be prepared. I used to try and envision what could break and how quickly can I fix it? What would I do? I would actually practice after sound check, you know, before the gig, retube an amp, you know,
right.
Retube a spare, you know, do stuff like that. Or how quick can I get a snare head changed out or something? You know, it's being prepared, all guns blazing, 100%. And there, you know, once you make it, there can be gigs on a level, on a tour much higher, that can also run you into some gigs that are just godforsaken. You know,
right.
There were gigs in Germany I did with Jeff Mann, very very good friend, and
right.
Last week's tip giver.
Yes, he was.
And you know, there was one in some horrible place, and we had to get driven into the woods an hour to go to like a little rec center at midnight and get dumped off by the driver to shower, and then he went on a 1 hour back and another hour, 2 hour round trip to come, and we're sitting there, no passports, no wallets, just a towel.
And oh, like, my God, are you serious? And you trusted that?
It was what the promoter offered. It was either that or, you know, we've been out sweating all day, just dying in the heat. It was taken, and we just looked at each other. We're sitting in our underpants, you know, freshly showered, and we just said, what if he doesn't come back?
I just don't. Oh, my God.
And that was on an arena tour, but, you know, you go to the second world, I mean, you know, different places, and the facilities are not, you know, what you're used to, and, you know, you still, it was Bulgaria, an army stadium, and Coop was one of the first bands to actually make it, because I guess a lot of bands were canceling, and we played an army stadium, and it was just godforsaken. Stuff not working. We had all three monitor boards that were in the country all tied together just to get enough channels. It was just hell on wheels. So, yeah, there was no food. There was no water for the first half of the day. It was just crazy.
That's insane.
And they just weren't set up for a rock show. So, like I said, fast forward, there we are in our underpants in the rec center, saying,
God,
I hope he comes back. I don't even know his name.
I can't even believe that you guys even trusted that. That's awesome. That's absolutely,
you know,
awesome.
I think when you're in road mode, you kind of go with the flow and you put up with stuff you know most normal people wouldn't. You know, you find yourself in these situations and you're like, what's the worst that could happen, you know?
Nah.
And a few years later, I see that movie Hostel about people, you know, just getting abducted in Europe and important, like, oh my God, that could have been me 50 times over.
Exactly.
But when you're in road mode, you know, you're a road guy. It's go with the flow. It's all good. I'll make it work. You know, I'll solder together two pipes, get a garden hose. Yeah, we got a shower. It's good.
That's not a problem whatsoever. So you guys heard it. No matter how big or how small, treat the event like it's Madison Square Garden, because you don't know where it's going to take you, including in the woods somewhere in nothing but a towel in your underpants, just to get that cold shower.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, there's I can actually trace a lot of my tours back to one gig that I did where I impressed the guitar player. There used to be a band based out of New York. It was Billy Sheehan's band called Talus before he was in David Lee Roth. Well, post Billy Sheehan, the only original member was the singer Phil, and they were still a great band.
Right.
And I got hired sight unseen by the guitar. Well, I was being brought in with the drummer, and they ended up needing a guitar tech, so I slid over, and then we got somebody else to be the drum tech. And the guitar player, I went over and above, you know, 100%. We were playing Lemours in Queens, which was a big rock club, and that was a big gig for me.
Right.
And the guitar player was impressed. You know, I was all over it. I was, you know, I it was Madison Square Garden to me, which I used to love Lemoore's anyway, so
well,
it was
sure.
kind of like Madison Square Garden to me. And that guitar player was Al Petrelli, who
oh, wow.
I got the Alice Cooper gig with. And because I was on Alice Cooper, I got Rainbow and I got Kiss with Eric Singer, all because of that one club gig.
Same. You just never know.
We've all heard the story, you know, there's Van Halen playing a club on a rainy Tuesday night in front of 12 people, and they're just nailing it.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Templeman walks in, and next thing you know, they're all Jed's a millionaire, you know?
Right.
Never know. So, yeah, every gig, that starting out, anybody, every gig is Madison Square Garden, or if you have an arena you saw shows in as a kid, that's your kind of like home base, that make it that. But you know, I used to say that to myself every day. You know, like every, you know, this is Madison Square Garden, this is for all the marbles,
this is it.
And that was like a mantra, and it worked.
It did.
I mean, you know, there's a certain degree of luck as well, but you know, I think a solid foundation of 100%, you know, not being late, not doing a couple shots in between sets, you know, just being on it, you know, 100%.
Right. Well, you actually skewed your chances, you know, by treating it with such respect and putting in all the effort and stuff on the front end and treating it with, you know, with the kind of kid gloves that you're supposed to, regardless if it was a big or small event. So that's a fantastic, absolute fantastic tip. And that's exactly what everybody needs to remember in everything they do.
Yeah. I mean, I find that, you know, with all my outside projects, you know, I mean, I just worked on a friend's book and I got it formatted and I got it off to him. You know, I took a break at work and just, you know, you want to get it done.
Right.
You want to do as best you can. You know, when I write stuff or when I do a movie, you know, I'm big on lists. I'm big on, you know, notes and what could we need, what could go wrong, and what am I going to do if that goes wrong, you know?
Right.
So,
right.
You know, it's a lesson from the road that can really spill out into your life, you know?
It sure can, and it should spill it into your life. Honey, I want to thank you so much for stopping down and taking time and staying awake.
Well, thank you for having me. I mean, this is, you know, it's like we're at the beginning of something that is going to be, you know, well, it is big.
It is.
And it's growing.
It is.
And, you know, there's been so much positive just... new friendships with you and, you know, renewing friendships with each other.
Right.
And, you know, there are outside projects that we're all starting to help each other with, you know, and it's just, you know, connections are there and it's just going to grow. And I think we're doing it right. And that's why we're going to get the interest of more people and it's going to continue to grow.
Absolutely.
I really see this going for the long haul.
I do too, and I'm ready for the ride. I'm definitely ready for the ride, so it's going to be a lot of fun, honey. I want to thank you. So I know you need to get some rest. And
no, I'm good.
You're good.
I'm good.
Look, I'm all rested up. I took a nap.
Yeah, you know, I never nap, and I tell you, I gave in today, and it makes a difference.
It does.
As we said earlier, my dog's looking at me like, "Come on, man!" But you know, they're just going to have to pony up too sometimes. So.
They'll be fine.
Oh yeah, they're good.
Well, good deal.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, Dee. You know, when I talk to the guys about coming on, I always tell them, Dee is awesome. Just put yourself in her hands, and it's going to be fine.
You
know, some of the guys haven't done this kind of thing before, and you know, you get a little nervous, of course.
Yeah.
And you know, I always tell them, don't worry, you know, if the conversation starts to kind of slow down, she knows how to keep it going and move it, it's all going to be good, don't worry.
Yep, I got you. You guys are in my hands. I'm going to take care of all of you.
There you go.
Absolutely. Well, listen, honey, you get you some rest. You and I, we'll catch up this week, okay?
Absolutely. And we have Batty on for next Monday, is that right?
That's right, yes, Kevin Batty Wallace. We're going to get a tip all the way from the UK. He's already brainstorming a bunch of stuff, and he's, you know, he's like raring to go. He's got like 5 tips he wants to shoot out all at once. I'm going to have to, like, you know, kind of calm him down for a second.
Yeah, yeah, save a little for next week or next episode.
Right,
yeah.
Right. I can tell him that, so we got to make this stretch.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so you'll be able to catch that one for next week.
But you know, it's great. He's excited, and it's, he, you know, he's getting stuff going on. He's remembering now, and
yep.
You know, he's going to pull more people in, and it's just, You know, it's wonderful for me to sit at home and listen to my brothers on the radio, on the internet, on the radio.
Yes, and it is, and I am so glad, and I'm so glad everybody's enjoying it. So, and we're gonna make fun. We're gonna make this a lot of fun. We're gonna do a lot of cool things for it.
Oh, absolutely.
Good deal. All right, baby doll. Well, we'll talk. Okay.
Absolutely. I will talk to you probably in a day or two.
Okay, sweetheart.
You too. Have a great rest of your show, and thanks everyone who is listening. I appreciate it.
Not a problem, baby. Thank you, honey.
Take care.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, that was Mr. Ken Barr himself, Ken Barr Films, right here with tip number 2 for the road tip, the weekly road trip brought to you by the Radio Memphis, Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series. All right, no matter how big or how small that gig is, you better treat it like Madison Square Garden, because you just never know where it could lead you, right? Right.
Tune in every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Central to Radio Memphis for your weekly tips in the studio, on the stage, and out on the road. It's all part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, and it's only on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.